another element of advantage of learning with supervisor management is that life becomes purposeful and joyous. So we know where we want to reach. We know what is the purpose of our life. We know how happy we will be if we have learned the principles of management. We also start assuming responsibility and accountability for whatever we do. So when we learn principles of management, which is more about internalization, we also start assuming responsibility. That is, we will take responsibility, we will take a stand that this is what I am responsible for, this is what I am accountable for, and whatever I will do, I will assure that I will give the best in the required domain area of the business. So these are a few advantages which we will be gaining over a period of time when we learn what are the principles of management. The word is so beautifully designed, principles of management, or you can rather say the subject is so beautifully designed. What are the principles? Principles would mean what? Rules, regulations, laws, system which are there for management. You know, another advantage of learning principle of management is that our behavior towards others improve and world also improves drastically. So another advantage of learning principles of management is that our view, our mindset, our behavior, our observance, all these things will improve drastically with regards to world and to others as well. Because we feel that if someone has not been able to give time, then it is because he has been somewhere busy or not. Even in traditional times, I still recollect my grandparents or great-grandparents used to always tell me a story that during business or during not business scenario, we used to have a lot of customs to go and visit this family member, go and visit that family member, go and visit this uncle, go and visit that uncle. But now the scenario has changed. We all know each other. We are all in touch. We are all in contacts. We are all in connected with each other. But now going and meeting is a lesser priority because of the fact that everyone has understood the importance of management. That is where our behavior towards others and world improves drastically. Earlier, when people wouldn't come and meet each other, then there would be a very big problem in the society, probably big problem in the family. But now everyone understands, everyone respects their time, everyone understands the mindset of people, and that is where there has been a lot of improvement drastically on the behavior of individuals. Also, another advantage of learning principles of management is that we are not scared of taking decisions. This is the biggest advantage principles of management has given to us. That is what? We are not scared of taking decisions. When we learn principles of management, so two things we are very sure of. First is our creativity, which requires mindset, and science, which requires systematicity. When these two things we are going to take and then put our heart and soul for doing a particular task, we are very sure that things has to fall in place. In fact, we are very sure that it is not about that the things has to fall in place, the thing will definitely fall in place. It is simply because of this term known as principles of management. So, principles of management has a lot of advantages like this. Another advantage in principles of management is by applying what we learn into skills and actions, we grow in our career as well. You know guys, another one of the advantage which we get over a period of time by learning principles of management is that we learn into our skills. That is, we start developing our skills in a very, very different and systematic manner. At the same time, we grow in our career because we want to reach somewhere. We want to achieve something in life. We want to ensure that the individuals grow with time. And all these things is possible only when we have applied what we have learned in our skills and career, and we apply those things from a management perspective or management domain area in the business scenario. We also know methods of correcting our mistakes. Another advantage is that we know what we need to correct, how we need to correct our mistakes. It also becomes so very, very relevant to make sure that whatever mistakes we have done in due course of time because of moving from point to point, what are issues, challenges, different mindsets or different breaks we have got, it can be easily corrected if we know management. Because management talks about something which is known as systematic, step by step. So when we plan, when we implement, and when we evaluate, after planning, when we implement, and when we try to evaluate, we would come to know where our mistakes are. And when we know where our mistakes, we as individuals who would basically want the business to grow, We'll also try to rectify those mistakes by planning once again properly and then implementing it in a systematic manner. So these are few advantages which we will be learning while the journey of learning the principles of management. Another advantage of principle of management are by knowing, internalizing and becoming role model, we take our people to achieve our goals. You know, leaders. Now when we talk about leaders, they have got a different mindset. These leaders not only knows principles of management, but they internalize the principles of management and they become a role model for a lot of individuals. By doing these things, what they do is, they try to take people to achieve the goals with them. Many examples of such kind of things were late Sri Dhirubhai Ambani. Live example is Mr. Mukesh Ambani. Then we have got a very famous cricketer, Mr. Sachin Tendulkar. We have got many greats like Amitabh Bachchan. We have got many other greats like, for example, Aditya Birla. Then we have got Kumar Mangalam Birla. Sorry, Aditya Birla the company and Kumar Mangalam Birla running the company. So these greats, when we talk about, they not only know the principles of management, they not only have internalized the principles of management in format of art and science, but they also have become a role model for a lot of people. They have been able to take responsibility of the people and helping them to achieve the goals. One very famous individual person in India owning or running an organization known as Future Group. The company named Future Group and the owner or the chairman of the company known as Mr. Kishore Giani. He learned the principles of management, internalized the principles of management in format of management as art and management as science, creativity at its best and systematic way in the required horizon. He became a role model in the world of retail. He took his people to achieve the goals in the organization. So many things helps over a period of time. So these principles of management has got lot of tools and techniques for helping the organization to achieve. So these are many advantages which over a period of time helps not only just individuals, organizations, but society as a whole to achieve these things in the business circuit. When we apply management in such fashion, it will not only help the organization to grow, but it also will lift the organization structure. So based upon all these things what I have said so far, management is the art of getting things done by a group of people with the effective utilization of available resources. A quick question to you all guys. This definition we have heard number of times in our life. Those who are hearing it for the first time, remember. Finally, what is management? Management is the art or creativity of getting things done by a group of people. So, you have got a group of people in format of team. You are able to get the work done from these group of people with effective utilization of available resources. So, with the resources, if you are able to utilize the work in proper manner, it is referred to as management is been done in an art and a proper format. Now, one question to everyone, what do you mean by term resources or what are different resources which we all know? Let me put up this question to you once again. I have got Pooja first of all. Tell me Pooja, what do you mean by resources? Nah, it's wrong. Okay, anybody else? Let me put up this question to Jyoti. Jyoti, tell me what do you mean by resources? Okay. No, you are also wrong, Jyoti. Okay, now let me put up this question to guys. You guys, okay. We have got over Prakash. Prakash, tell me what do you mean by what resources or what are different forms of resources? Okay, Prakash. Oh, maybe one or two are correct, or otherwise it's. I'll tell you what exactly the resources are. Anybody else let me add on? Let me put up this question. Okay, Sunny, tell me. You tell me, Sunny. What do you mean by what resources? Okay. Now, what you all have said over here, I'll tell you there are what different types of resources we have got. Remember always, from the management point of view, you can also have a note down. From management point of view, there are only three resources. I repeat, from management point of view, there are only three resources. When we talk about resources, a lot of resources comes up to our mind like natural resource, man-made resource, then we have got fibers and etc. etc. things. A lot of people will give their own opinions. But remember guys, from management point of view, there are just three resources, and these three resources are physical resource, financial resource and human resource. Quickly note down also the three resources from management perspective are, first is physical resource, Second is financial resource. Third is human resource. Physical resource will more talk about the machines, the infrastructure, and many more such things. Human resource will talk about the human beings in the business, that is the labor, employees, people. And the financial resource will talk about the monetary aspect of the business. So management is art of getting things done by a group of people with the effective utilization of available resources such as physical, financial and human resources. So management is all about doing these things in a systematic and a proper manner. So this is how management would function. But what we have seen so far, from the starting point, we saw first of all Peter and Drucker. I am going to quickly revise what we have seen so far. So we saw first of all Peter and Drucker, what his opinion as a social and pivotal part in the business was all about. Then we saw a very important concept, that is management is an art, management is science. After that we went to the concept of Ralph C. Davis, which told that management is more about executive leadership. It is more about the topmost position, responsibility, how management needs to function. Then we saw few elements here and there about what management is all about. Then we jumped over to the next concept, which was more about advantages of management. After going through those advantages of management, then we reached to the point that what management is finally all about. Management is finally all about art of getting things done by a group of people. Now, we have seen many managers in our vicinity whose task or whose main aim is to get the work done from those group of people with the resources available with them in effective, efficient, systematic, step by step and clear manner. So this is what management is all about. Next, management is a group of activities which drafts plans, prepare policies and arranges men, money, machines and materials required to achieve those objectives. So management is not just a flat concept. It is a group of activities. It tries to arrange these things in a proper manner. It tries to make sure that the drafts and plans available, proper policies available and arranging the four M's, that is men, money, machines and materials in an objective based format will help to achieve the group activities together. So when we saw in the previous slide which mentioned things about management is art and art of getting things done. So what kind of things will be able to take place or will be able to achieve? So activities which we will be able to achieve are like drafting the plans, preparing policies and arranging the four ends, that is men, money, machines and materials in a proper manner to achieve the company's objectives. Finally, we can say that management is the activity of a man who struggles for better living in the complex and competitive world. You know guys, we all know there is a lot of competition. We all know there is a lot of complexity in the market. We all know there are a lot of, challenges which we need to overcome. So management is used by them. Management is an activity for them who struggles, who works hard, who will give its not only 100%, 500% for better living in a complex and competitive world. So anyone listening to me who wants to have a better living in this world needs to make sure and understand that management is the answer to all your queries, all your questions and all your achievements which you want to achieve over a period of time. So if you are able to put these things in a proper managerial format or you are able to manage these things properly, then like better living in this complex competitive world is more fun oriented because everything is in a systematic manner. Then we see that management is an organized effort of people whose purpose is to achieve the objectives and goals of an organization. So any organization which has got a task and they want to achieve it, they can achieve it if there are efforts of the people, if the objectives and goals which company needs to achieve can be easily achieved. There was a very famous individual who started a company. The company's name was Sony Corporation. The founder of the company named Akio Morita had got a different mindset. He had an organized effort of people whose purpose was very clearly stated to achieve the objectives and goals of an organization. So when management is going to grow when they have got a people team whose main task is to achieve the objectives and goal of an organization. You know, I also believe in this concept that an individual cannot live up to expectation. That an individual will not be able to achieve everything. It is today's generation is more about team. Today's generation is more about group. Today's generation is more about how unitedly you stand and try to achieve what you want to achieve. That is where management is more about organizing group of people's tasks, group of individuals' tasks, bringing together and making a team in a proper format and making sure that the team is able to achieve the objectives and goals of an organization. If any companies or few name companies, like for example, companies like Motorola or companies like Ford Motors or companies like Kingfisher Airlines, if these companies in their own times weren't able to do well, it was because of no proper team or there was no proper organized effort of people to achieve the objectives and goals. Similarly, companies like PepsiCo Industries, companies like Coca-Cola, companies like Reliance in India, and many more such companies are able to achieve the heights in the business cycle is because they have been able to organize the effort of people to achieve the objectives and goals of an organization. So they have been able to organize their people in a proper manner, their energies have been properly formatted, and that is what they have been able to achieve over a period of time. From all these things, we now come up to few great individuals in the world of management who have got their own way of functioning, who have given their own opinions about what management is all about. So the foremost and the first most person is known as F.W. Taylor. Mr. F.W. Taylor had got a different format. So F.W. Taylor had got a different perception about what management is all about. He suggested that management is the art of knowing what you want to do and then seeing that it is done in the best and the cheapest way. F.W. Taylor mentioned that management is more about art of knowing what you want to do, which means that it is organizational head or the topmost people in the organization who Ralph C. Davis mentioned that it is more about executive leadership story. So F.W. Taylor extended by saying that it is the art of knowing what we want to do. That is wherein the organizational head would be able to identify that what the organization wants to achieve, what the owners wants to achieve, what the shareholders wants to see the organization to reach upon, and then see that it is in the best and the cheapest way. A classic example of this concept was designed by our Honorable Prime Minister of India in the current scenario, in the phase which is right now between 2014, 15, 16 onwards. A Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, the Honorable Prime Minister was able to see with the help of the Indian Space Research Organization the cheapest way our rocket reaching to the Mars in the cheapest possible manner. That is where what they wanted to do, and then they were able to see in the best and the cheapest way how it was able to achieve. This is a very big example, giving you some small examples. Management is the art of knowing what we want to do. Like for example, a normal individual in an organization, if he has got management skills, then he would know what he wanted to do. Like for example, he was right now at a management trainee position. He wanted to move from management trainee position to the next level in the hierarchy. Say for example, he wants to become an executive director at the end of, say for example, 7-8 years. So what he wanted to do, and then seeing it, how in the best and the cheapest way he is able to achieve that path and reach to his target and goals. So F.W. Taylor suggested that it is more about not just knowing what you want to do, but also seeing that how you can achieve what you want to see in the best and the cheapest possible manner. We have got a lot of students listening to me. You know guys, F.W. Taylor, what they have mentioned is absolutely correct. This is what the management art is all about. We have a lot of managers in the organization. Now when we see any football match, if you see a football match or a soccer match, which we call it as in whatever format we have got, in that matches, the team manager is very important person in the team. It is his vision, it is his mindset, that is what he wants to do, and then making the team ready, that which is the best and the cheapest way available to make sure that the team reaches to the target which they have decided. So here he has having the art of knowing, that is what he is able to achieve. After F.W. Taylor, we have got another very famous personnel known as Mr. Henry Fayol. Henry Fayol had a different mindset. He had a different opinion. He had a different kind of understanding about management. Though these all management at the end of the day had only one focus approach, that finally the organization should grow. Finally, the things which are there in management should be applied internally. Finally, this organization should be able to fulfill the dreams of the individuals working in the organization, thereby making sure that the organization is also growing. So, F.W. Taylor had a different mindset. Let us see what Henry Fayol has the mindset after F.W. Taylor, what he said. According to Henry Fayol, to manage is nothing but to forecast, to plan, to organize, to command, to coordinate, and to control. I repeat once again. According to Henry Fayol, management is more about to manage, it is to forecast, it is to plan, it is to organize, it is to command, to coordinate, and to control. So Henry Fayol suggested that management is not just about what we want to do, how we will achieve it, but it is more about to forecast, which means to estimate, to plan the estimation, to organize what we want to achieve, to command on the journey, to coordinate those activities, and to control, so that if errors, mistakes or challenges which has passed across through can be easily overcome, it will not be in just one way traffic to achieve those things. So management in that context is all about all these tools and techniques. Management is optimum utilization of available resources in order to attain certain preset goals and objectives. He also mentioned that management is more about optimally utilizing the resources in order to attain certain preset goals and objectives. Even any organization, when they start functioning, they have certain preset goals and objectives. They have certain, frame of mind. They have got certain tabulated, designed concept which will help them to achieve what they want to achieve. So, it is more about optimally utilizing the resources. Whatever resources company needs to achieve, it is optimally utilizing it in order to attaining certain preset goals. Companies have a lot of preset goals, like for example, making profits, earning revenues, launching new products, launching new services, encouraging employees for participation, and many such preset objectives and goals the company has got in a shorter version of time. Management is more about optimally utilizing those resources available in the organization to attain or achieve these preset goals and objectives. Optimum utilization means what? It means best or possible utilization under given circumstances. So when we talk about optimal utilization, means whatever resources we have got in that given resources scenario, how we can properly manage, how we can properly achieve, how we can properly grab those opportunities available to the next level of business cycle in the market. So that is how the optimal utilization will take place. That is, take the maximum advantage in the given circumstances. That is, making sure that whatever circumstances the company is into, how they can maximally utilize the given circumstances of the business and take business to the next height. It is not that we will always get the comfort zone in the business scenario. It is not that we will get always a proper phase for working in the business. It is also not that we will always have a good circumstance for us to live. But the story is more about that in the given circumstances, how we utilize our potentials, how we utilize the resources of the business, and ensure that the organization and business both can grow with time in the market. From this, we move on to the next phase of the concepts. So far the structure in that we have seen is, first of all we saw the concept which was designed by Peter F. Drucker. Then we saw the two important key principles of management which was laid down by management as art and science. Then we moved from there to Ralph C. Davis, what he mentioned. Then we internalized the whole concept. From there, a few slides ahead, we went into the important advantages of management. After seeing the advantages of management, we saw two great people like F.W. Taylor and Henry Fayol. What were their opinions about management? What they felt upon? Then from all these levels, now we move to the next part, that is management as a process. Management as a process is a different story. It has got a different mindset. Process means what? Steps. We have got great individual Mr. Mark Fallon. Mark Fallon defines management as a different mindset. He suggests that a process by which managers create, direct, maintain and operate purposive organization through systematic, coordinated, cooperative human efforts is what is referred to as management as a process. In simpler terms, if I have to explain as management as a process, which Mark Fallon suggested, was more about that management should be more in a proper process flow. First this, second this, third this and fourth this. If this is the way how the flow will be there, management will be able to achieve. In many companies when we go and start working in it, there is a process. If you want to go and work in an organization, first there will be interviews. After interviews are done, cracked, we are finalizing the interview, then their training process takes place. After training process has been taken place, then there will be a demonstration session where are you able to understand the trainings provided to the person, I mean understand the training provided by the training professionals to grab and start on functioning as a floor manager, and that is how the process will take place. Similarly, Mark Fayol suggested that it is a process by which managers create, so the managers are able to create, they are able to direct, maintain the whole system and operate purposive organization. So the more target is more about they will act purposefully. That is the purpose for which they are acting, or that is the purpose for which they are going to function and work hard. And this will take place through systematic, which is step by step, coordinated, cooperative human efforts. So with the coordinated human efforts, with the systematic way how the things are going to take place and follow this, management as a process would go on in a proper formative way. So it is more about management is more about process. It is more about systematic way of functioning. The term process emphasizes the dynamic or ongoing nature of management and activity over varying span of time. The most important keyword in business or in our surroundings is known as this word dynamic. Anyone can tell me what do you mean by dynamic? Aray, wow, superb. What do you mention, Rakesh? Dynamic means what? Changes. Changing. There is a phrase which we all have heard number of times. The phrase was that change is the only thing which remains constant, and that holds true for management as well. The process emphasizes that the dynamism, that is the process is more about dynamism. As soon as the change takes place, the process has to again start changing, and the step by step functioning will accordingly change, which is an ongoing nature of management. So management functioning is more dynamic. It will never remain constant. It will never have a consistent pace. It will always have change which will go up and down, up and down, up and down. The things which we have created and designed, which it will easily be get outdated. Again, it has to be created with design. The thing which we have systematically formatted, after systematically formatted, we will identify a scenario where things are not falling in place. So evaluation will take place, and again application will take place. So this flow will take place one after the other, one after the other, one after the other for a regular period of time. So this is an activity over a varying span of time. So the process emphasizes more about dynamism. Next is the dynamic nature implies the change is reality of organizational life. This is what I just explained to you all, that one thing which is going to remain constant is change. And change is something which will always remain constant. In any organization, change will take place one day after the another. The boss or the organization which had functioned yesterday will not be able to function the same thing next day, because the things have to change. The things which have gone up has to come down, and thing which has come down has to go up. That is nature. That is how the cycle functions. That is how management functions. And that is what implies that the change is the reality of organization life. Companies whose market share were the topmost will go down. The companies whose market share were the topmost or the lowest down will go to the topmost position. So this change will take place one after another for a longer period of time. That is why we call it as there is a dynamic nature implies that change is reality of organizational life. The companies which have not been able to accept those changes will fall down like a pack of cards. That is where they need to fall in place in such a way that the changes take place, the changes accordingly has to respond. That is why the dynamic nature of implies that the change is the reality of organizational life. Next is businesses fail and become bankrupt because managers fail in their attempt to cope up with the change. Many examples for business which have failed. Now the best example for when we talk about businesses fail is Kingfisher Airlines. Kingfisher Airlines failed because of the fact that managers weren't able to design and check about and cope up with the change. They weren't able to identify that what change will take place. And they weren't able to cope up with time. That the change took place and they were able to respond to the change. The change took place and they were able to react to the change. So this is what management and businesses teaches us. Many organizations which have also fallen down, it is because they weren't able to adapt the changes taking place. There are many media houses in the country. There are many production houses in the country. They have failed over and above again and again because of the fact that they weren't able to cope up with the change. See, change is one thing which is going to continuously remain. The change in the generations, the change in using the products, the change in functioning of the products, the change in relationships, the change in the mindset of the people. There are a lot of changes taking place throughout our life, day in, day out. If we are able to identify those changes, be proactive with those changes, we will always have upper hand over those issues, challenges and situations. In the organization, same way it functions. When the company is able to identify the change, and if this change is identified at the right time, they will be able to respond to those changes. Today's era is more about digital marketing. The companies which are able to identify those changes few years back, they are in the most aggressive position in the market. Similarly, the next decades or next few years, we will be seeing robotics coming back. That is what is going to be the policy of next few years functioning in the market. If robotics are coming into the act, then the companies which are in that genre of life or the companies which are in the genre of the market, they need to adapt those changes. If they aren't able to adapt those changes, they will be left apart. With time, they will have to change and they will also need to cope up with time. Another classic example was of banks, the banking industry. The banking industry had to cope up with change. With private banking coming into the market big time, with the foreign banks specializing their services, customizing their services as per the customer's needs, it was the Reserve Bank of India putting the foothold over there to accelerate and encourage these public sector banks in India or the domestic banks of India to cope up with time and make sure that they also have got possessing the computerized-based systems. If computerized-based systems were not in act, the licenses of the banks would cancel. So these banks were able to cope up with the change. They were able to identify those changes and they were able to respond and react to those changes. So this is the way how change has been instrumental in not only me, you or everyone or anyone's, but it is for everyone's lifestyle that the change took place. Now you listening to me on an online lecture like this, it is automatically giving you the indication that how fast the things have changed from Gurukul system of learning to the classroom system of learning, now video based system of learning. With the change, if we do not respond, if with the change we do not react, with the change we don't adapt, you will be thrown out of the system. That is where change is so very mandatory with time.